Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Okie dokie, here we go.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. A woman didn't know she was pregnant. Woman in Massachusetts didn't know she was pregnant. Thought she was passing a kidney stone last month.
Oh, no.
That's a hell of a kidney
stone. It's a 7-pound kidney stone.
Damn. You have to take care of now for the next 18 years.
I think when you hear the splash in the toilet, you know, it's what that's a.
I feel like I'm still attached to this, too.
Any woman who's ever been pregnant and has delivered a baby.
A baby.
Must be thinking, my God, this woman is dumb.
I don't understand how you cannot notice.
How can you not notice?
There are so many things that happen for such a long period of time. Now, you gain weight, right?
Exactly.
She said, I just thought it was pandemic weight, sitting around so much.
Exactly, right.
Oh, it was the sitting around. It wasn't the eating?
Yeah.
I have pandemic weight. It was eating.
Right. Yeah, I craved all of a sudden.
Pizza donuts.
Exactly right. I wanted cookies on my pie, yes.
There should be a monthly red flag, too?
There's that whole thing.
Well,
right?
Non-red flag.
A non-flag?
Right.
The red flag wasn't there.
It's missing. Where'd the red flag go?
Someone took the flag.
Where's the red flag?
Where's the red flag?
Where's the red flag?
I haven't bought any product lately.
Yeah. Let's do the math on this. You're gaining weight. There's no red flag.
Right.
Your stomach feels like pain. There's a kicking going on. Like there's a person inside your stomach going,
hello?
How?
Hello?
Where's Bobby? Hello?
Hello?
Does anyone know?
Hello?
Hello?
Boobies are extra sensitive.
Kicking like a sunburst
right
over here.
Yeah. You wake up in the middle of the night.
You're suddenly craving waffles with pickles.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Does it?
Wow. So the baby dropped in the toilet.
Oh my God.
Did she pick it up?
Well, I hope so. Or it's, you know, or she walked away and pulled it out by its rope. I don't know. The baby lived.
Okay, good.
Just so we can continue
that
the
was
comedy.
My
I think it's a cord, not a rope.
Same thing. Hey. It's close enough.
I can't believe you people like this.
Wait, what's that?
I can't believe you people like this.
Oh, we have the baby.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, I have the baby. I'm aiming at the bottom of the rope here.
Are you at the bottom of a well?
No, I'm in the toilet, you jackass.
Oh,
you said rope. I don't know. I had to.
Well, no, some genius in there said rope.
Right. So this is like gym class.
It
right?
is.
Remember gym class? You had to climb that stupid rope.
I don't know yet, but I'll find out. Yeah.
Right.
We're gonna need a calendar for Mano.
You know, you can also hang a person with a rope. In case you're wondering, you also strangle someone with them as well.
You sound a little like Dr. Fauci.
No, well, I'm in a toilet, for Christ's sake. I'm a baby. Okay. We all come out with attitude.
They don't know
for Christ's sake.
You don't sound like a baby.
Oh, tell me, I'm a total baby.
You gotta go wham once in a while.
Wham, I said wham. Wham. I'm a baby. Wham.
Yeah, that's where we go.
Okay, my life started out in a toilet.
That's a good point.
Okay, has it gotten better?
No, I'm still in the toilet.
Oh, well.
Wham.
Climb the rope.
Okay, hang on. It's slippery.
Oh.
Have you had anything to eat?
No, not yet.
No.
Not yet. No, well, I had womb service earlier. That's about it.
Okay. Womb service.
Womb service, yeah. Yeah, whatever she was eating, it was like waffles and pickles or something like that.
Taco chips.
Taco chips are great. When you have, from what I heard, though, when you have taco chips, make sure your fingers are clean.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, it smells like in here.
All right, thank you, baby. Wah, wah.
Oh, thank you. Wah, wah. Okay, I'm finally
welcome
free.
To the planet.
I'm free! Oh, what the hell is this place? Hi, guys. Doing good?
You mean the world?
I don't know. The baby's gone now.
Okay, good.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Took off.
Out of the toilet, and it's gone.
Exactly.
Running down the road with its rope. It's jump roping now.
Exactly. Rope-a-dope.
Okay.
Already knows how to lasso.
Yep.
Both are doing fine.
Good.
And is this the mother talking now? Do we want to hear from the mother?
Sure.
Yeah. I have questions.
I did feel a little like flutters, I suppose, but I just kind of thought it was gas. I didn't know what it was. I'm in the middle of the archway of the bathroom, screaming, freaking out. If you look back at it now, like you see there were signs that said, okay, missed menstrual cycle, but that was always normal for me. And yeah, the weight gain, but I just hopped on keto and I said, okay, well then maybe it's my own fault. It's the COVID-15. And even in the ambulance ride, I was like, how did this happen? Like, I mean, I know how it happened, but I mean, like, really?
Yep. I understand more now.
Yep.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
She passed the brain, apparently.
Wow, she thought it was gas.
Yep, I had no idea.
It's one hell of a fart.
It was.
And your gas has a footprint from the inside of your stomach to tell you something more's going on.
Yeah. It's rolling around in there.
Yep.
7-pound fart.
Yep. Now I got to raise it.
Okay. This one, I don't know if you want to look this up before you have breakfast. And we were talking about Dr. Fauci wiping his butt.
Uh-huh.
Having, you know.
A taco chip.
Yeah.
Taco chips are great.
Woman with the world's longest fingernails cuts them. This is so gross. And the fingernails are so long. I just can't imagine how she walked around for almost 30 years doing anything. How do you open a door? How do you
clean
yourself in the bathroom?
You
put
can't,
on a coat.
You can't go any parts. Balloons.
You can't type.
No, you can't. No. No.
Or you can, but from like 30 feet away.
Right. Although when you want to scratch that at your ear.
It's like this. It sounds like a praying mantis.
Right.
Wait, that's not the right sound.
She's like Edward Scissorhands.
She is.
Ah, my eye, damn it.
Woman named Ayanna Williams. She holds the record for the world's longest fingernails, but she recently decided to cut them off after almost 30 years combined. They were over 24 feet long.
Damn.
That's so disgusting.
Ugh.
Can you get me another hot dog from the grill? Never mind. I'll just reach over.
Yeah, really?
Myself.
Yeah, just a hand.
She could spear five for you at one time.
Yeah, so each nail was over 2 feet. Now they'll go on display at Ripley's, Believe It or Not, Museum in Orlando.
Yum.
Oh, do a test on those nails. What kind of just...
Yeah, the blue light thing.
Ugh.
They're the fungi.
Instead of clippers, they used a rotary saw.
Here we go. It's a big moment. Okay. We're going to go right here.
Oh.
I'm going to make a groove in there. Woo! Good one! Yay!
It sounds like... It sounds like the saw was like... Ugh.
Yeah, it was like losing power. It got a good whiff.
Sounds like a baby goat.
It does.
Yeah.
It's baby Fauci in the toilet.
That's right. Yeah.
That is gross.
Yep.
They curl, right? Like they don't just grow straight.
They go around. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. But
like Fritos.
You can't play.
They don't taste like Fritos.
Come on, man. I like Fritos. I want to continue to eat them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't play tennis, right?
No.
No.
Nope.
Can you? You can't drive.
You can't do balloon animals.
All right.
Ah, damn it. Ah, damn it.
Although that would be the most fun birthday entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Watching some lady curse.
Having sex is an issue, right? I mean,
sometimes you
need to use your hands. That seems pretty impossible.
To what, reach for your burger?
Yes, during sex, I eat burgers.
There you go. Hang on a second.
Did you see a picture of her?
It's disgusting. Yes, I did.
You can't even comb. Well, I guess you can't. I was going to say you can't hold a comb to comb your hair, but you can just use your nails.
Yeah, just run your hands through.
All right.
The same look all the time. Shock. Mm.
Cotton candy? Oh, my God. You just look like you have spider webs on your hands.
Seriously.
Like, how do I get these off?
Yeah. How do you sanitize?
Her hands look like some kind of underwater, like, shrimp with the long antenna.
Yeah.
Just so weird looking.
It's all brine shrimp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like a giant crab.
Like crawdads.
Man, you can't put nylons on without making runs everywhere.
Absolutely. Underwear is going to be tough, too.
Yeah, I don't think you keep guys because you have to do, they have to do too much for you.
Exactly.
There's a video of her applying eye makeup with her nails still on.
Wow. She comes into work just blood red eyeball. Ah, trying to put the makeup on again, eh?
Do it yourself, huh?
Yikes.
Yeah, there's definitely hygiene things you have to do to yourself that are now affected.
Yeah, you need a bidet.
Mm. Pass me the napkin.
Pass me the Hapkins napkins.
Hapkins napkins.
Look, it's all origami.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Here we go.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Before we get to this Botox and bubbles, Connecticut man fleeing distracted driving checkpoint crashes into bank.
Oh.
Domingo, 36 years old of Hartford, was arrested on 9 charges.
Nine charges.
Including first-degree criminal attempt to commit assault, engaging police in pursuit, and use of a handheld device while driving.
What, he's doing a phone call the entire time? Got to call my lawyer as I'm running.
Facebook Live.
Right.
Hey. Hi, guys. Yo. I'm getting chased by the police right now.
Wait, duck, this is crazy.
Wait, duck face. Yeah.
Hashtag fugitive.
Hashtag running.
I couldn't even write out foot fetish yesterday on Instagram, and I had both thumbs.
Yep.
I wrote food fetish.
Right. Well, might be
which,
the same
which is weird. Right. I guess for some people.
It can't be the same thing.
Maybe you're hungry.
Yeah. Can't be the same thing.
Exactly.
You are we talking eat. Like whipped cream or like mashed potatoes and gravy?
Sour cream and onion.
AJ, have you ever had toes in your mouth?
Yes.
Thank you.
That was a quick yes.
Appreciate your honesty.
No problem.
Okay. According to police, the department's traffic division was conducting a checkpoint at around 8 a.m., when they observed a green Honda with its driver using a cell phone.
Aha!
It's reported by Fox 61. Police said he was initially pulled over and complied with an officer's directions, but accelerated and drove directly towards an officer on foot, nearly striking him.
This is a better idea than just getting a ticket for the phone.
There has to be more here, right? There's a warrant. There's drugs.
He doesn't have a license to drive. Suspended license.
Yeah, we don't have the 9 charges here, but I'm thinking among the charges, there was a warrant.
Right.
There was drugs.
Really cheap phone.
The whole damn thing.
Oh my God! Is that a track phone? Get over here.
Police chased the vehicle before the Honda struck a plate glass window at the Webster Bank.
Oh, that'll toilet.
He was taken into custody several minutes later. No injuries reported.
Right, except for the glass.
And that part from the Hartford Current. So, goody. All right, let's go, everybody. You ready?
Crazy stories, crazy place. That's Florida.
Florida. There's a spa in Jacksonville, Florida that's been hosting events called Botox and Bubbles. People could go there, have some drinks, and get Botox injections.
What a great combination.
Where do the bubbles come in?
I'm drunk off my
champagne, perhaps?
The booze, I'm guessing. I'm drunk off my ass now. I'll make it nice and smooth.
Police in Jacksonville got a tip that something shady was happening.
Jacksonville should be Botox and Budweiser.
Seriously, yeah. Jacksonville? Moonshine.
Something shady.
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 Hey, I'm feeling pretty shitty today.
Yes. I feel like shittiest morning.
Seems like a shitty place to have a Botox injection.
What a shitty idea.
It's shady. Mm. You smell shitty. Mm.
I'm too afraid to participate.
This Botox, this Botox,
we are saying shady with a Jacksonville accent.
This Botox,
S-H-A-D-Y.
This Botox using the very smells kind of shady.
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 Hey, you want to get a shady Botox injection?
Yeah, you look kind of shady.
Jump on in there, Ashley.
No, thank you.
Tomorrow it'll be Phil and Ashley on the air.
Go ahead. You're so great with accents.
But our weekend will start quickly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the police were tipped that something shady was going on at these Botox and bubble events. Oh. And when the detective went undercover last month, let me see.
What does he have to do?
I'm going
to
go to Walmart and get me some overalls.
Right. Well, apparently, his name was Officer Wrinkles.
I don't have enough time to grow my toenails.
Right. I need a guy with wrinkles. You.
Not that there's anything wrong with overalls.
No, but, no. You
know, I love overalls.
In Jacksonville, it's a whole other deal.
Yeah, that's formal.
Talking about Florida.
That's formal wear.
Uncut toenails, though. That is a problem.
That is a deal. Yeah. You got to cut your toenails.
You got to climb a tree.
Not, they get shitty. When the detective went undercover, he found that that was definitely true. There was some shitty things going on. Wow. Shitty.
Yep.
Shitty.
It's very shitty.
S-H-A-D-Y.
Right. Looks pretty shitty over
the
there.
The person giving the injections was a 47-year-old guy named Nelson.
Nelson?
Not a doctor.
No. Or major.
Even though in the ads they said he was a doctor.
Right.
Just because he put on a white coat doesn't make you a doctor.
Right. His name is Nelson.
And didn't have a medical license.
Oh, that sounds kind
of
shady.
Did he have one of those things around his neck? What do they call those, Ashley?
You know, the things that you listen to your heart and lungs with.
Right, what is it?
Stethoscope?
One of those.
Stethoscope.
Come on, say it.
It's why is that word so hard?
I don't know.
Which word?
Stethoscope.
That was a pretty shitty way of saying it. Yep, your pronunciation shitty.
We got to rename that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, right.
The rest of us
the ear thingy with the heart.
Right, that thing.
Yeah. It hangs around your neck when you're not using
nurse,
it.
Nurse, give me that ear thingy with the heart.
It's always cold.
Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
He was drinking Four Locos.
Oh, he was shitty faced.
Who drinks those anymore?
I didn't even know they still made them.
He was shitty faced. They're in Jacksonville. They're in Jacksonville. Yeah. This is new there.
Now we know where they all are.
Yep. They all went to Jacksonville.
It's like, hey, nobody in the country wants these anymore. What do we do with them?
Send them to Jacksonville.
They'll love them in Jacksonville.
Yep. You got to wake up feeling real shady.
It's like liquid rat poison.
I never had one.
No,
yeah, they were around for like a second. Everyone's like, you ever read what's in these? We should stop drinking them immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were
Can you look
polished.
Up the ingredients?
They must have changed what it was, but it was a combination of caffeine and alcohol. So you got an upper and a downer.
That sounds
and everyone
fun.
Was like, no, you can't mix those two.
I would call
yeah, but
an
people
elevator.
Do that with Red Bull and vodka or Jaeger.
I do Monster Energy drink and vodka.
Those Monster Energy drinks are great with vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Little
See?
Cranberry
People
juice, little pineapple.
It.
No, just plain. Plain white
plain
can.
What?
Plain, the plain white can?
Yes.
With vodka?
Yes.
That's my onstage drink.
Love that
Your
drink.
Onstage drink.
Yep.
I'm never on stage, but those drinks are great.
If you want to be buzzed but awake.
Oh, right. This is what happened. They were marketing it as an energy drink, and it had alcohol in it.
Oh.
See, that's where the local
After
part
the
comes
beverage
in.
Was banned in several states, a product reintroduction in December of 2010 removed the caffeine, taurine, and guarana as ingredients, and the malt beverage is no longer marketed as an energy drink.
Guarana.
Guarana.
I have no idea what that even is.
Wasn't that one of the monsters in, like, Japanese films?
It says...
Guarana. Guarana! Let's go on!
The place must have looked like a casting call for the Goonies.
Oh, really?
Right? Because a drunk guy is giving Botox injections, so right. This one's got... Looks like she got stung by a bee in the lip.
Right.
This one's got an Igor eyeball.
Right. This one's face is so smooth, it can bounce a quarter off it. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not a Botox person.
Yeah, I don't want any more needles.
Needles are such a turnoff,
especially
you're right.
A needle to the face.
Ugh.
Ashley sent me a story of, what is this, an Instagram influencer?
Yeah, one of these social media people that influence people. She got Botox.
What's the qualifications for influencer? You must be beyond a certain number of followers.
Yeah.
Because I hear influencer and I look, they have like 1,000 followers. That's not an influencer.
No. Several thousand, a couple hundred thousand.
All right, so what happened?
She got Botox in the wrong spot. And her eyes freaked out. Her left eye drooped severely, impairing her vision. And her body was like, we can't see. So I'm just going to open up your other eye really wide. So
her body said that.
Her body said that to her. So she was walking around with one eye very low and one eye like, hello.
Like she had Four Loko?
The light wasn't that bright. So she, you know, the headlight had that really...
Like someone was stepping on her throat.
The left one compensated.
I mean, it
you know how they animate the cartoons when they eat something really spicy and their eyes are going, woo-hoo-hoo.
You know those dolls you squeeze when you're stressed out?
Yeah. That's exactly what she looked like.
Yeah, she's a squeeze doll. Yeah.
What is her name? I want to look this up.
Buha.
Buha.
Candidly.
Brother.
Whitney Buha Candidly.
Oh. Candidly?
That's her. Yes. She candidly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're never going to let me live this down. Let's change the story.
Do you mean candidly?
Are you serious?
Is that what you're talking about? I think that was her face.
You all right?
She's Botox. Did you heard your candidly?
Yeah, let's move on.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite Easter candidly?
Isn't that a famous blues singer, Candidly?
Candidly? Oh, my God.
Candidly.
Candidly. Is Bo Diddley
I'd
candidly?
I like to be candidly with you people.
Oh, my candidly.
Please welcome to the stage Bo Diddley and his band.
Right.
Candidly.
Yeah. Tony Orlando and Dawn with Ken Diddley.
Oh, man. I was reading the title of the article.
Did you choke on a marshmallow peep and not breathe like 8 minutes?
It's an influencer. Whitney.
When she said Ken Diddley, I thought that's an odd name.
I thought so, too.
Look this up. I'm like, oh, wait for it.
Candidly reveals what happens.
Ken Diddley.
All right, so what is her name? I still have no
Whitney
idea.
Whitney Buha. B-U-H-A.
Right.
I was distracted by the Buha.
Her name is Whitney Buha. Candidly reveals what happens when Botox goes wrong. That's a long name.
Right?
Yay!
Well, that Candidly's a married part, yes. Jesus. That's a married name, yes.
Just you know, when I think we have a video set for Brian to make, we get another one.
I don't even care to look this up anymore. Like, this is far more entertaining.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that was
and
a bad one.
And we were just making fun of Jacksonville.
That was a really bad one. That was a bad one.
You know.
That was a really bad one.
This better be on the fumble reel tomorrow.
That was a really, really bad one.
Was it a bad one?
I can smell it from here.
It was a really bad one.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow,
what octave are you
doing? Jan Diddley.
I saw a bird explode in a tree outside.
Jan Diddley.
Oh.
Can't beat that.
I'm having a moment. That was a really bad one.
Why is there a hawk circling the building all of a sudden?